Welcome to the God's Word portion of the worship from Daleville Christian Church. We begin by reminding listeners that Daleville Christian Church is looking for a student or relocating pastor to come on staff at Daleville Christian Church to train to take over the present lead pastor position upon my retirement in a year. The congregation can offer either a part-time or full-time position to learn leading this small but forward-looking congregation. Inquiries or resumes may be sent to me at DalevillePastor1, that's DalevillePastor, the number one, at mac.com. We always offer an affirmation of our faith when we gather to worship, and this one is from John's Gospel in the first chapter, the first five verses and the 14th verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The reading of God's Word for today is from Colossians, the letter of the apostle to the churches in and around the Greek city of Colossae, in the first chapter, the 21st to the 27th verse. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness. The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Today we review some Daleville Christian Church basics. Basics of what we claim, what we believe. I have learned in the last 10 years that we make sure to notice the obvious things first. So today in this message, we look at the Christian faith and God's Word. The Christian faith and God's Word. When today I speak of the Christian faith, I'm talking about something real on earth, not an ideal. Today I want to talk about what we really believe and not about what we are supposed to believe. Our religion, the Christian religion, not Hinduism, not Taoism, not Buddhism, our religion is a revealed religion. Our religion was and is a revelation from God. Not all religions are revealed religions. Ours is. So is Judaism, as we will take note. God revealed himself to Moses. God spoke to Abraham. We can ask which God, although Christians proclaim there is only one God. The answer for Jews and Christians is the same answer. The God we proclaim was and is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Moses, the God of the prophets. We read these revelations from God in God's Word, the Bible. The prophet Ezekiel will proclaim, Ezekiel 21:1, the word of the Lord came to me. The apostle will declare in the letter to the Hebrews, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. The apostle will make plain in his letter called 2 Peter 1:21, "For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." Again, let's notice the obvious. These revelations, the Word of God is spoken first. There are times that our God used visions and visuals to make known God's message, but often the Word of God is spoken first. I could take up the rest of the sermon today, referring to the many times the prophets declared, "Thus saith the Lord." That phrase occurs hundreds of times. Or, "Hear the word of the Lord," 60 plus times. We have these revelations in written form, and that is God's word, the Bible. The Jews kept the books of the Old Testament, so the Apostle Paul will declare, "What advantage has the Jew? Much in every way." God revealed himself to his own people, whom God himself had chosen. The Jews were faithful to the words of God, the words of God revealing himself to and through Moses and all the Lord's prophets. God revealed himself, God's revelation to God's people, even if the people of Israel often strayed and forgot God's word. The Israelites and the Jews remained faithful to write the words down and keep them. The words of God, the word of God. And you and I, foreigners, not Jews, in the 21st century have God's word, God's revelation, because of God's people, the Jews. They, the Jews, are due our respect and gratitude. Jesus forgave those who crucified him on the cross. Many in Jerusalem who called for Jesus' crucifixion turned and accepted their Messiah. So we foreigners are grateful to God's people, the Jews, for the books of the Old Testament. What about the New Testament? We've discussed this, but notice those who wrote down most of the New Testament. Jews, Paul, Peter, Matthew, John, the apostles, all Jews, and of Mark or Luke, if not Jews, they were students of Jews. We have looked at Luke's introductions to his two books, the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts. He wrote down what was spoken and what had been written before him, Luke with the Holy Spirit, put together in his two books. So I restate, our religion, based on the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, our religion is a revealed religion. God has revealed himself to us, and we can read about God revealing himself to us in the Bible. That is why I often refer to the Bible as God's word. The word Bible simply means a collection of books, and the Bible is a collection of books, but they are special books because we declare that they are God's word, a revelation from God about God and how God has revealed himself to God's people. God revealing his purposes, his intentions, God's love, revealing God's actions. The prophets of the Old Testament are often declaring God's actions in what is happening around them. American Christians too often think of prophecy as being about the future. It is not. But let's take a moment to see another chapter in the writing down of God's word, in the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Have you not heard of Jeremiah's servant or friend or disciple? His name was Baruch. Baruch, we know little about him. He was from a prominent Judean family. He made himself a servant to the prophet Jeremiah. Baruch has been called Jeremiah's biographer. Baruch was Jeremiah's messenger. Baruch was Jeremiah's pen. Jeremiah spoke the word of God. Baruch wrote Jeremiah's words down. Baruch was Jeremiah's secretary, his recorder. Scholars have spent their lifetimes trying to tease out which parts of the book of Jeremiah that Baruch actually copied down and recopied down. Why? Because that's what scholars do. The book of Jeremiah is one of the few books in the Old Testament that testify to the words of the prophets as distinct from the writing down of the words of the prophets. But make no mistake about it, Jeremiah knew that what Jeremiah spoke came from the Lord God. The prophets came to their work certain that they had been called by God to speak God's words. Jeremiah felt the divine hand of God on his lips, and Jeremiah knew that the divine word had been placed in his mouth. The word Jeremiah spoke, Jeremiah was certain were God's words, and not his own words. Jeremiah, like his brother prophets, did not feel permitted to do this. They might not even have felt honored to do this, but rather Jeremiah felt compelled to speak the words of God. God's hand was upon the prophet of God, and they could not not proclaim what was given to the prophet to proclaim. Therefore, it is in the words of the prophets that we most clearly see the words of the Bible as God's own words proclaimed to God's people. But we should also notice that God spoke through the prophets about many things taking place at that moment, thousands of years ago, like the approach of the enemy armies to Jerusalem, the fall of Jerusalem, whether the people should flee the disasters that had befallen the city. Baruch himself is consoled somewhat over his own personal disasters in his own life, being told that at least he would survive it all. So having spoken to situations thousands of years in the past, are they of value to us? Certainly. Why? Because they are the words of the eternal God, King of the universe, a God who wants to communicate, a God who wants to reveal himself to his people, a God who wants a relationship with his people, a God who wants to live in covenant with his people. In Jeremiah, we see this God who speaks to the details of people's lives and the events that overtake God's people. Our God demonstrates himself to be a God who cares and a God who is, as I so often quote to you, a God who is available especially in time of trouble, and as I editorialize, any kind of trouble at any time of trouble. Our God is a God who is near to the brokenhearted. And this God has come to us in his Messiah, Jesus. And Jesus came proclaiming good news to the poor, sight to the blinded, strength to those who have been lame, to set prisoners free from service to the purposes of evil. These things God has revealed to us. These are not truths we would know by looking around this world. Even today, one of the greatest challenges to anyone's faith in Christianity is to believe that despite the horrors of modern life, atomic weapons, wars, and terrorists that threaten the use of the same atomic weapons, a worldwide pandemic, natural disasters of every kind, despite poverty, starvation, and incurable disease, to believe that we serve a God who cares about us and loves us. The love of God demonstrated in the Lord's Messiah, Jesus, who came and walked among us until we killed him. The Heavenly Father has forgiven us for having killed the Heavenly Father's Son, whose Son came only to declare salvation. Our salvation. Our salvation because of the Heavenly Father's great love for his creation. Our salvation. The Heavenly Father sent his Son to save the Father's creation from our destructive hands. The apostle knows that the Lord has placed upon him the revelation of Jesus Messiah, the revelation that God has come in and through Jesus. The apostle knows that he has a divine office given to him for you and me. And that is us, foreigners, not Jews. A divine office to make the word of God known, to proclaim this loving revelation. And so are these words in this 2,000-year-old revelation able to speak to us in the 21st century? Most certainly and most essentially. You and I are saved, and anyone who hears can be saved. Hear the revelation of God in Christ. The things of Jesus Christ cannot be known from looking around this world, or even reading everything online, or keeping up on all the news. Cannot reveal these truths. This word of God, which God himself has revealed to you and me, and to others, and for others. Jesus proclaimed, "People will come from east and west and from north and south and sit at table in the kingdom of God." And did not our Lord himself proclaim within the temple precincts in Jerusalem, "My house shall be a house of prayer for all people"? The message of God's love is not limited to a few. The revelation of God in Jesus was not done in a corner or secretly, but in the middle of a well-known empire, the same empire that killed Jesus, a time of which much has been written, and Jesus was born in a time during which much was written down, and Jesus himself occurs in the historical record, as are all the people associated with Jesus, certainly all the official people: Caesar Augustus, Quirinius, Pontius Pilate, Herod the Great, Herod Agrippa, Herod Antipas. We claim with the apostle that God intended that we foreigners, who were not God's people, the Jews, it was God's will that God's gift of salvation would be proclaimed to us, for us also, but that the revelation not end with us. Not with us alone, and not our generation, but every generation until the close of the age. So let us proclaim this message for ourselves as our Lord intended, and let us proclaim this message as our Lord intended to others, our God reconciling the world to himself.